Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 4. Wise words are like deep waters. Wisdom flows from the wise like a bubbling brook. If you look at the history of many communities, you'll find that they originally grew up because they were close to a river, brook, or spring. The source of water gave them life. And here Proverbs says that it's just the same with wisdom. Wisdom brings life wherever it goes, and so wise people will center their lives on it. I love the straightforwardness of the writer in this whole chapter, who sees a sharp distinction between wisdom and foolishness, life and death. Fools live a life that is firmly based on laziness and selfishness, and everything they do ends in disaster. But wise people, whose lives are built on a reverence for God, will live lives characterized by love, understanding, and generosity. We need to seek out the people whose wisdom will invigorate and strengthen us as we live for God. They're not necessarily people with great knowledge, but they're people who know God well. They may not be leaders or have any prominent role, but their faithful walk with the Lord has given them a depth of understanding of how God works. The result is that their wise words help us to understand more about how we should live. Wisdom in the book of Proverbs is always intensely practical. It shows us how to live life to the full. Charles Spurgeon, the famous Victorian Baptist preacher, wrote this: "Wisdom is the right use of knowledge. To know is not to be wise. Many men know a great deal and are the greater fools for it. There is no fool so great as the knowing fool. But to know how to use knowledge is to have wisdom." May God help us all to seek his wisdom like a babbling brook, so that it brings life to us and to all those around us. So tell me this, who are the wise people in your life? And now let's pray together. Loving God, we thank you that you are the source of all wisdom. Help us to be humble enough to receive your wisdom and to be willing to share it with others. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.